From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. If you've ever heard or played an acoustic guitar made in Mexico, chances are high it came from a tiny mountain village in the central state of Michoacán. Guitar making is pretty much the town's only industry. The tradition dates back to the 16th century, when a Spanish priest is said to have taught the craft to local Indians. Little has changed in the way the guitars are built, and as NPR's Jerry Haddon reports, their popularity has taken off among pros and amateur pickers alike.
In the local Purépecha language, Paracho means the place where they make musical instruments. Residents of this tiny hamlet produce some 80,000 guitars a year, from high-end classical models costing thousands of dollars to starters for 30 or 40 bucks. 53-year-old Jerónimo Amezcua is known as the grandfather of the Paracho guitar tradition. The burly craftsman spends his days in his shop, bending heated wood over molds, painstakingly filing and chiseling details into the bodies of his guitars. The guitar that you make by hand is built with a calm attitude, he says. It needs patience because the process cannot be rushed. You could say we feel tenderness, even love, for our guitars. You must work with great care. Factory guitars aren't the same. A high-end guitar can take up to 6 months to complete, Amezcua says. Paracho boasts dozens of storefront shops like Amezcua's, where artisans labor with hand tools dating back centuries. In the streets, adults and kids stroll about, guitars slung over their shoulders. Amezcua's grandson, 11-year-old Alfredo, a virtuoso who's already won national competitions, is training for Paracho's International Guitar Festival in August. I love classical music, he says. It sounds so complete. I guess I'd like to learn how to make guitars, but I'd rather play. Over the last several years, the sound of Paracho's guitars has begun to reach an international audience. One builder here is the exclusive supplier of a large mariachi store in San Antonio, Texas. Others sell to high-end acoustic guitar shops like Guitar Solo of San Francisco. Mike Walsh works at Guitar Solo and plays a Paracho flamenco guitar in his group, the Barbary Coast Guitar Duo.
What got me was the sweetness of the high string that you play the melodies on a lot. A lot of times flamenco guitars are actually made to be percussive and kind of biting sounding. And this one had some of those elements, but also sounded sweeter like a classical concert guitar.
Walsh says the Spanish are still the masters of the acoustic guitar, but for the money, you can't beat a Paracho. His cost about $800. Rodrigo Ranciarelli, an organic farmer from Hamilton, Ontario, is in Paracho looking for an even better deal. The native of Chile says he's buying something here because the quality is high.
This is a community of people that they're very spiritual. It's like you see the people, they're all like, they're sitting there out on the streets making guitars. It's not like they're holed up in some ultra super duper studio with all their tools all hanging beautifully, whatever.
In a nearby workshop, 56-year-old Jesus Jalapa Gonzalez has been trying for years to build the world's smallest functional acoustic guitar. The accountant-turned-artisan tunes his miniature with real tuning pegs and plays the chromatic scale. But at just 4 inches long, it's tough to play anything else. Jalapa says at first neighbors snickered, but since he won a couple of handicraft competitions, they've stopped. 2 months ago, the Guinness Book of World Records contacted me, he says, to say it already has the smallest guitar from the University of Chicago. But it's electric, with microchips, he adds. A huge team of scientists with all that support built it. Jalapa says on his way to fame, he's also helping save the environment. He only uses scrap wood left over from the big guitars. Jerry Haddon, NPR News.